Good morning, everyone. You're here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com, where we are all together once again. And I'm glad that we are. My little Himalayan salt lamp is not where I want it to be right now. I'm actually kicking it with my foot, and I don't want to be doing that. I have these Himalayan salt lamps all over the place, and one of them recently stopped working, so I replaced it with a new one, but I have not quite yet figured out how to dispose of the other one, or even if I should dispose of it, because it's very pretty, and I hate throwing it out if I can somehow get it to work again. But I think it's one of the ones that you can't actually replace the bulb, which is strange, because I thought they were all replaceable. But apparently this one's not. So anyhow, glad we're here together again. It is 10:02 on, let's see, Monday, October 21st, 2024. And it's the start of what I am hoping will be a wonderful week. Was a wonderful weekend. Hope it was for you. I was busy this weekend with dancing. I did a little of that. And I spent a little bit of time with a friend of mine who I don't see very often, even though he lives one town away. I just stopped by his place. He lives in a tiny house, one of those real small little houses, like ultra small. Excuse me, my throat's acting up again. And so I went over there to visit because he moved fairly recently and I hadn't seen his place. But it's really small. When they say tiny house, boy, they aren't kidding. I thought they would be a little bit bigger than this, but it's like you basically walk in the house. And it's really cute. I'm not trying to like diss it or anything like that. And I actually, you know, was thinking of this would probably be something perfect for me because I need probably a little more space than that, but I'm good where I am. Not that I want it to change, but having your own spaces, for me, it's very important not to like necessarily have to share walls with people. Cause that kind of bugs me sometimes since I am in an apartment. So the idea of a tiny house is kind of appealing, but his was one of the smaller ones. I know they do make them bigger, but his was really small. And I was surprised at how small it was because you walk in the front door and you're basically in what it's like kind of the size of a closet, which is pretty small. It's like a good size closet, not a small closet. But like a big walk-in closet, you know what I'm saying? So you walk in, and on the right is the sink and the kitchen area, and he's got cooking appliances all over the place. He's got they're like underneath things and on top of things because there's no stove, and so you have to kind of improvise. And he's got his bathroom, full-size bathroom. Because I don't think you can really skimp on that. You kind of have to have room. He's fairly tall, so I don't think he would fit if he were any smaller. But yeah, you walk right in, and the stairs to the upstairs loft are directly to your left. So you go upstairs, and there's actually more room upstairs than there is downstairs. Downstairs, it's kind of like an inverted triangle, the whole thing. Because the bottom part where you walk in is just a really small space, like no room for a couch or anything. So he's got a chair and he's got a shelf and a few other things. But then upstairs is where he sleeps. So I took a peek up there and just to see what it looked like. And there was quite a bit more room up there. So that, I guess, is probably where he spends a good portion of his time, I would imagine. But I know he's working a lot, so he probably doesn't even spend that much time at home. But it was very interesting to me because I have always thought about these tiny houses. And how cool it would be just to have like a little small space, a place in the universe of my own that wasn't this huge honking house that I had to take care of, which for me could be a little daunting, even though I think if I had help and if I would accept the help, which is the key, a larger house would be a little more manageable. Because I like the idea of a nice big mansion, but I don't love the practicality aspect, because it's just not practical. I don't have a staff, I don't intend on hiring a staff because I really don't like having to have millions of people in my home all the time. Excuse me. So I don't know that I would really love that when I get right down to the nitty-gritty and I start thinking about it. So that's one of the reasons I was thinking about the tiny home. And like I said, they make them in different sizes. So one of the larger tiny homes might be sufficient. Although, truthfully, I have lived in a small house which had three small bedrooms. This was back in New York. And that was actually perfect. I had room for my storage, and I also had room for myself and a couple of other people. My daughter lived with me at one time, so we all had plenty of room. It was nice. I wouldn't mind getting a house like that. So the tiny home, I'm probably going to shelve that idea. I think I need a little more space than that. Now that I've actually seen one, I'm like, yeah, no, this isn't going to work for me. But he's really happy there and it suits him perfectly. And we didn't hang out in his house very long because there's really nowhere to hang out. So we went over to the beach and just hung out there for a while. Took a walk and I got my feet in sand for the first time in a really long time. Even though I live so close to the beach, I never go there. I so rarely go there, which I guess is kind of a shame, but not really, because I mean, you either love it or you don't. And I do love it in some ways, but not so much in other ways. I'm not super fond of getting sand in my clothes and in my feet. It sticks to everything. I don't know. I like to stay clean if I can. But it was a little adventure and it was nice seeing him. So we had a nice little chat and spent some time hanging out. But he works a lot, so I very rarely see him, and that is okay. We all have our lives. So let me get over to the Facebook chat and I'll tell you how to get there too. So if you would like to join me, first of all, I'll tell you who I am in case you don't know by now, if you're new here. If you're new here, when you join the Facebook chat, you can just go to 12radio.com. Oh, look, it's 1010, angel number. Okay. First, let me open up my device. And I am going to 12radio.com. And what comes up is a screen with some options on the left side, and one of them is chat. So I'm hitting chat. Excuse me, guys, my throat's acting up as usual. And once you hit that chat, it's going to bring you over into the 12 Radio Facebook page, where if you scroll down, you will see my banner, Marie the Love Sherpa. And like I said, you can join the group if you've never been. Somebody will let you in. And then you can come over to my chat room. And if you would like to come into my chat room and ask questions and give me anything you've got for me, I'm here for it. I'm a certified spiritual psychology practitioner. And my would love to address your personal concerns about your life and about anything that's going on in your life. I can definitely do that. Okay. Sorry, guys, my throat's being a pain in the ass today. Okay. We have to give our bodies grace sometimes, and I especially do, especially in the morning, in my with my sinuses in my throat. Okay. Hi, Quali. She says, blessings, Lori. Hey, Suzanne. She says, good morning, Lori. Happy to hear you live today. And Pamela's here too. Hi there, Lori and one, two friends. Thanks for producing, Jay. Yeah, I'm very grateful to Jay for producing as well. And Renee says, first I'll say hi. Hi, Renee. And she says, happy Monday and a beautiful gift. Okay. So I see that I've got all of you there. All right. So what do we want to chat about today? So none of you have questions yet. So what I will do is do a little reading from my book, Opening Doors Within, by Eileen Caddy. And let's see what the message is today for all of us on the 21st of October. Okay. So the meditation for today goes as follows. Expand your consciousness and know I am all there is. And this is, again, if you're not familiar, this book was channeled by Eileen Caddy. These daily meditations are each the voice of God channeling through her. So these messages are directly from spirit. Gosh, I feel like there's a faucet going on in the back of my throat. Okay. October 22nd. Expand your consciousness and know I am all there is. Then go on and on, expanding it, and see the all-inclusiveness of the I am. Feel yourself growing, breaking all bonds which have held you and have stifled your growth and expansion. Just as a tiny seed planted in the earth breaks its outer skin and begins to expand and develop into that which it really is, so let your real self grow and expand until you become what you really are and behold the wonder of it all. Excuse me. As you do so, know that you are one with all life, now and forever, that never again can you be separated from it, and that I am in you and you are in the I am. You will be able to do all things and know that absolutely nothing is impossible, for it is the I am who is working in and through you. When I am recognized and accepted, anything is possible. That sounds like a tall order, doesn't it? That anything is possible. But many things are, and I do believe that just about anything is. I know that when we, as God energy, connect with our higher power, who is God, who is spirit, the divine, it's all the same. When we do that, we have access to all the knowledge in the universe, but it isn't given to us in like a big crashing flow of information necessarily, because that wouldn't serve us and we don't need it. We're given what we need in that moment if we allow it. Excuse me. And that's really all we need in every moment. We don't need to know the complete picture necessarily in a certain moment. We just need to know the next right step. You know, the next, how does Abraham put it? The next right action, I think, something like that. The next, my words seem to escape me as soon as I get on the air. The next logical step. That's what they say. Thank you. Spirit just kerplunked that into my brain. I have to rely on spirit for everything because if I don't, I can't do very much by myself. It's really hard. Life is hard if you don't rely on spirit. So I choose to rely on spirit for everything. As you could see, it's more, much more of a struggle when you don't. So I love knowing that all I really have to do, well, all I really have to do right now is probably close these blinds because the sun is shining right in my eyes, which it doesn't usually do. It's strange. But all I really have to do is realize that God has my back, spirit has my back. I am one with God. I am a child of God. And that helps me drop any resistance that I have because I'm just like, okay, God, you've got this. I'm just going to be over here, letting you work things out. And when you let me know I need to do something, I'll do it, So that's sort of how my perspective goes. And I feel like it's a good one because it works. So when I'm in those places of difficulty, and we all are, sometimes more often than we'd like, I just go back to spirit. I go back to that place of peace inside me where I know that who I really am resides, that the energy of who I really am is spirit in this human body. And when I go to that place of peace inside me, that's where I know that I'm in a relaxed state. I'm not resisting. I'm not judging anything. And any trouble that I'm having is somehow going to be allowed to shift because I'm allowing the energy to shift it, the energy of spirit. And it always does. So I love that reading. I think it has a lot of wisdom in it. And the way it's stated sounds a bit esoteric, but it really is true. Know that you are one with all life now and forever, that never can you be separated from it. It's true. We can never separate ourselves from spirit because spirit is who we are at a soul level. So there's no separation. And there's no separation between all of us because what we feel and what other people feel, we're all feeling. We're mirrors of each other. And I always try and remember that because it's important. Excuse me. Especially nowadays, it's really important to look at other people, not as adversaries, like so many people are doing right now, especially with the election coming up. There's, my side, your side, their side. It's everybody's picking a side. And you don't, pardon me, you don't have to be adversarial about it, You can have your beliefs, but you don't have to hate on anybody else. What we have to do is allow everyone the dignity of their process in this life. And I'm going to drink some water because that's part of my process right now. 1 second, guys. So sorry. When we allow other people the dignity of their process, because we're all in a journey and we're not all in the same one, but when we allow them that, it's better for everyone because you won't get into those battles and you won't throw those barriers up. You'll know what's right for you and let them know what's right for them. And in reality, there is no us and them because we're all connected. And most people with good hearts really want the same thing. You know, everybody just goes about it a different way. And everyone's perspective is different because everyone comes, pardon the leaf blowing guy outside. Everyone's perspective is different. Because everyone comes from different backgrounds, different experiences, and our experiences shape our beliefs and our perspective. So, no matter what someone else might believe that's different than yours, it doesn't mean they're bad. It doesn't mean they're a bad person necessarily. I mean, you know, some people are not such nice people, but I think most people in general, most people get angry because they're either not feeling heard, or they're not, or they are feeling hurt in some way. Because what's below anger is hurt, almost always. So if you dive deeper into what someone is, you know, you look past what they're doing. And you go to what they might be feeling or thinking underneath that, you find out a lot more information when you have that curiosity about people, rather than if you're just sitting back saying, you know, you're sitting back judging them and not really taking into account where they might be coming from. And I think this is a lesson for everybody. I know it's a lesson for me, because who among us has not judged someone else for their beliefs, political or otherwise? And I'm not, you know, one to be very political, although I could be very political. I choose not to be very political because I don't think it's really helpful. Because at the basis of it all, you know, spirit's in charge. And we have to remember that spirit is in charge. So yeah, take what you see somewhat lightly if you can. Because this is all a very masterful play. And I don't mean that in a nefarious way. But we are all here playing parts in this earth school and learning lessons. So it's basically like we're all involved in a big stage play. And if you realize that, then things don't seem as dire because they're not. Honestly, because it's all about the energy. And once you realize that, okay, energy can shift in a moment because it can, then why am I taking this so seriously? And when I don't have to, you know, I know that spirit is in control. I know for a fact that if I trust, I'm going to have the best possible result. And it's going to be the best for everyone else too. And of course, everyone has their own choices to make in that. So what I choose from my experience might be different for someone else. You know, someone else might choose something completely different. I might choose, to understand and know that spirit is in control, not me. Someone else might choose to think they're in control, and that's their prerogative. They can do that. They're allowed. You know, they have choice and you have choice. So I'm going to say choose better. Now you have this awareness. Your consciousness if you are a part of the spiritual community, is probably higher than most people who are not in the spiritual community. And that's not a judgment. That is a fact. Because most people's consciousness level, according to David Hawkins' scale of consciousness, most people's consciousness level is not that high. Just not. Most people hover somewhere around 200, which is, I think, hope. Hope is good, but joy is a hell of a lot better. Love is a hell of a lot better. And I feel like most of the people in the spiritual community are higher than that. And if you're an enlightened master, which not many of us are, you're way higher than that. But that's what we want to achieve. That's the goal. And I don't think many of us are going to get there in this lifetime. But you never know. A few of us might. I am doing my best, and I know you are too. Really would love it if that leaf blower would go somewhere else, because he's been out there for like 5 minutes. They don't usually hang around this long. For some reason, he's doing an extra good job today. I don't know why. Maybe he's attracted to my energy. Who knows? He's like, yeah, I feel a vortex over here. I think I'll stay. You never know. People do feel you. So it could be. Maybe he's just enjoying all the awareness and all the consciousness that I'm providing. Because as a collective energy, all of us are contributing to the collective. We are, and people can feel that. So if we're all here and we are focusing on being loving beings, which I am, I'm pretty sure all of you are. I'd bet on that. So yeah, other people are going to want what we have. They just are. And I'm cool with that. I'm all right. I mean, I'd rather you didn't make so much noise for sure, but what are you gonna do? All right, I'm gonna go back to the Facebook chat. Let's see. I've got to pull you all up again. Because you disappeared on me. Okay. Chat and all comments. You guys are a little quiet today. Last week it was jumping in the chat room. Hey, Quali, I said hi to you already, didn't I? Well, now you get a second. Hold on. Hey, Joni. Okay, Joni would like a card. And she says, good morning. Good morning, love a card. Yes, I would love to pull a card for you. Edward. Hey, Edward. Edward says, this is generally why I am cordial with people I don't even like. Absolutely. Absolutely. And he goes on to say, I wonder always if there is more to their actions than I currently understand. And I give people time to change as people because there is almost always chance to change. Well, Edward, I will say that you are a very wise soul because that is exactly the way to be, right? We don't know, even when we think we know what's going on with someone else, we often don't know. We often do not know at all. Because how could you? You're not in their shoes, you're not in their life. And even if you're in their life and you know them really well, sometimes you have no clue what's really happening for them because you're not in their body. There's a big difference between thinking you know what's going on with someone and being them and really understanding the situation. It's just different. Okay, so I will pull a card for you, Joni, and I'm glad I got to read that early this week because I know I missed a few people last week, but they're not in the chat, so we're going to pull you a card. All right. And I love pulling cards, so if anyone else would like a card reading, I can definitely pull a card for you. And also remember, like I like to remind everyone, that when I pull a card for one person, it is often very resonant with some other people. So if that happens and you feel that, then the card is for you as well. Let's see what we get. You know, this is interesting. Okay. So, Joni, you got, this came up last week. God of the underworld, something which no longer serves you is about to end. I think this came up last week. I think it, if it wasn't last week, it was pretty recently. Okay. God of the underworld, something which no longer serves you is about to end. That's good, right? All right. Find it. That would be great. I'm gonna have this little book that goes along with the oracle cards, so I have to look up these cards because I don't have them all memorized, unfortunately. I don't think my memorization skills are that good anymore. Used to be I could memorize a whole play when I was in school. I would memorize the entire play, not just my role, but I would memorize everyone else's parts too. So I knew the whole play by heart. I could play any part. I wonder if that's a metaphor for something. I can play any part. I don't know if I want to play any part, but I guess we all have different parts within us, right? So I guess that kind of is an interesting thing that we can all play many parts if necessary. Okay. God of the underworld. I'm still looking for it. There it is. Okay, Joni. And whomever else this may serve. Hades, god of death and the underworld, has appeared in your reading today, excuse me, to mirror an impending death. Yet this is not a physical death. Rather, it is the death of outmoded ways of thinking, belief systems, or emotional patterns that restrict or prevent you from moving towards a more positive and inspiring future. On a subconscious level, you have yearned to rid yourself of these traits, which deep in your heart, you know keep you from being and experiencing all you can. It is difficult to let go of something so familiar to you. Yet you should know that in this instance, it is essential that a part of you die in order for you to experience the endless possibilities. Surrender. Let go gracefully and trust. Hades is often brutal in his ways, so you may feel unsettled or out of balance in the coming days. However, remember that this is all a natural part of the healing process. This card is not a curse, rather, it is a blessing which has the power to transform your life. Remember, death and rebirth are two sides of the same coin. You cannot have one occur without the other. Let go of the old and make way for something new. So, Joni, my go-to for anything, any trouble, any issue that you're having is always to let go. Let go and let God, right? And I'm just referring back to the words. And I was going to, like, I got the feeling when I first pulled this card that what it says is something which no longer serves you is about to end. And that's great, but often it can happen in a way that might not feel so great. Not anything horrible, but sometimes when we let go of what no longer serves us, it's challenging and it can be a little hard. I'm trying to think of an example for you. Say you're trying to let go of, say you're trying to stop smoking. That's a good example, right? If you're trying to stop smoking, you're letting go of something that doesn't serve you. Smoking doesn't serve you because it'll make you ill, probably, ultimately. And so if you let go of the cigarettes, that's going to serve you. However, we who have smoked, I smoked for about a week in high school when I was 13, and that was enough to start me feeling addicted to it. I kid you not. That's all it took, and I stopped immediately because I knew that monkey was not one I wanted to have on my back at all. So that's what I'm saying. It's not always comfortable when you release something that no longer serves you because stopping smoking is really challenging for a lot of people. If you've smoked for a long time, I stopped after a week, and that was slightly challenging because the cravings were already there, but I didn't do it, and then they went away eventually. But if you've been smoking for a while and you suddenly say to yourself, "Oh, this no longer serves me, I need to release this," it could be hard. It could be really hard to, get through the cravings and deal with the desire to have a cigarette. And sometimes you get into a routine and you smoke after a meal, or you smoke before bed or after sex, you never know, right? Like, okay, what do I do now if I'm not smoking? You have to put something else in there because the universe abhors a vacuum. It's true. So but that's a good thing, because when we let go of something that doesn't serve us, something that does serve us, yeah, that will come in. You're making space for something that does serve you to come right in. So I think this is a great card, Joni, because I know a little bit about you and your job situation and stuff. And I know that when we let go of what doesn't serve us, what does serve us can come in. It has the space to come in. I was cleaning out some drawers yesterday, making space. I'm going to take things to Goodwill, give them to people who can actually use them, because I no longer have use for a lot of these old clothes, and they're still in great shape. They're just they're loose for me. I lost some weight, and so they're loose now, and they don't fit anymore. And I probably, by letting go of them, I can bring in some new stuff, some new clothes. You never know. The universe is very, very generous when we let go of what we don't need. So it's really beautiful how that works. I mean, I was reflecting on that while I was cleaning out my drawers. And when I say drawers, I don't mean underwear. Get your mind out of the gutter, people. Or maybe it's just me. That's where my mind goes. My actual dresser drawers. Not drawers. Very different thing. Okay. So enough of that. But yeah, I was really reflecting on the beauty of how this works, because it's such a beautiful thing. And it's why I've become much more amenable to letting go of what doesn't serve me. And I have plenty of stuff in my house that I probably don't need anymore because I haven't seen it in a few years. So while I might go through it and find things that, yes, I haven't seen this and I'm glad I found it because I can use it, most of it's not going to be like that. Most of it's going to be like, oh, this is old. I'll never wear this again. But somebody else might love it, because I found a whole bunch of tank tops that are like mediums, and I don't take a medium tank top anymore. I take a small tank top. What can I say? Somebody out there might be giving away their small tank tops because they need a medium, and they'll get mine, so that'll be good, right? You know what I mean? I don't mean to make that sound bad. It's just what happens. Sometimes we need bigger clothes, sometimes we need smaller clothes. I used to actually have two separate sets of clothing that were two separate sizes, because years ago I would fluctuate 10 pounds every year. I would lose 10 pounds in the summer and I'd gain it in the winter. And I had two separate sets of clothing. And I don't mean just winter clothes and summer clothes. I mean like underwear and pajamas and things like that. Things that we wear like all the time. And just, t-shirts kind of wear all year round. So I'd have a wardrobe of things that were just different sizes because my weight used to fluctuate. Thankfully, it does not anymore, and I'm pretty steady, so I don't have to have two sets of clothes because that's kind of annoying. But you know what? You do what you got to do. So I really think it's a beautiful thing when we let go of something and we say, you give it to God and you let go. And then you realize and you see the gifts that you receive because you let go of something, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, it could be anything really. It could be getting rid of clothes. It could be getting rid of a habit like smoking. It could be releasing someone in your life who is not a loving energy for you anymore. And that can be sad. That's why I said it's sometimes hard. It's not always easy to let go of what's not serving us, but sometimes we have to, And when I talk about letting go of people, I don't necessarily mean cutting them off forever. I mean maybe letting them go so they can heal. Like sometimes parents, sometimes children, people that we love and will never stop loving, but who can't heal, and we can't heal if we're in each other's lives for a period of time. So letting go and letting God is the best tool I know. And being grateful for everything that comes in when you do let go of what no longer serves you, being so grateful for that and seeing the beauty in it is really magical to me. I'm gonna take a sip of water. All right, let me go back to the Facebook chat. So I really want to be able to serve all of you if you have any questions for me. Happy to help. So let me get back to the page. It keeps kicking me off the page because my phone shuts off, and that's where I have you all. Okay. And if that's helpful, I hope it is, Joni. If you have any feedback, I'd love to hear it. Okay. Oh, okay, Pamela would like a card. Always open for guidance, she says. Okay, Joni says, "Thank you. I am willing, and this feels right. The time of year, things around me, dreams. I'll continue with the mode of surrendering, and I." Excuse me. I'll continue with the mode of surrendering, and I so thank you. Aw, you're so welcome, Joni. I feel like that was really a good card for you. Yeah, it does feel right. I just want to say sometimes when you surrender and you trust, it can take a little bit of time for, first of all, to it take it can take a bit of time to truly let go and trust. To like get down to the very bottom of that surrender, because sometimes we'll say, oh, okay, I've surrendered, I'm trusting, and we're not really all the way there yet. So we kind of have to let go even more sometimes before we can get down to where we're truly surrendered, and that can be challenging in and of itself, but we do the best we can. So yeah, there's that. And it can just take a while sometimes for that process to happen. But once you truly surrender, that's what I'm feeling. I'm just getting this right now for you, Joni. Once you get down to the bottom of really knowing that the right situation is going to materialize for you, because it is and it will, the universe is orchestrating that on your behalf. As we speak, once like really feel it in your body, feel yourself having what it is that you desire, that's when it comes in. That's when you've let go and you've made space for what you want to enter into that space for you. So I believe me, I know how hard trust can be, but We all know that sometimes we get pushed and we have no choice but to surrender fully, because there's no other choice really, other than resist, and we don't want to do that. But I know that when I've done that, when I've been pushed to the very limits of how much I can trust, and I've been challenged to really trust, I know that once I do, I know that that's when the gifts come, and that's when situations right themselves. And I love that. I mean, I don't love necessarily being pushed and challenged, but no one does. But I do love knowing that when I do surrender and trust, that I'm going to be rewarded. So that is what I have for you. Excuse me, one second. Pardon me. So sorry. It literally really feels like there's just like a flow of a faucet going down my throat right now. I don't know why. It's ascension symptoms are still happening, so pretty sure that's why our physical bodies are still shifting and changing with the ascension. And I know mine is in many ways. I've been getting a lot of toning lately. Last week I got 4 instances of toning in my left ear, and then it started in my right the next day. Just like little short bursts of either very soft tones or really like loud tone, thankfully just for a moment each time. But it's very interesting, and I know what that is. It's like I know my physical body is being attuned to my spiritual one, and it's a really cool process, but it feels really weird sometimes. Okay, so let me pull Pamela's card before we run out of time here. All right, Pamela. Lordy. You know, this card is coming up, Pamela. I don't know why, but this is what's coming up, and I'm gonna share it with you. The card is Angel of Addiction Healing. This is a time of positive transformation and healing. Okay, that makes a whole lot more sense. But only you will really know if this resonates. Angel. So sometimes these cards at first glance seem to be one thing, and then they turn out to be completely something else. Okay, the Angel of Addiction Healing says this is a time of positive transformation and healing. You are protected and loved by God and the many angels that surround you right now. God and the angels are here to help, support, and heal you. They would like you to know that all can be healed through the light of love. All you need do is surrender any addiction which you wish to release and which no longer serves you to God and the angels. Well, what were we just talking about? Invite them into your life and have faith in their ability to help you through this healing process as gently and lovingly as possible. Trust, this is a time of positive transformation and wondrous healing. You can't make this stuff up. It's basically echoing everything I just said. Okay, it also goes on to say a suggested prayer is, Dear God, angels, and ascended masters, help me to overcome my addiction in the most gentle and loving way possible. Give me the strength, resolve, and courage to stick with my decision to quit. See, that is, oh, there's more. May your loving and healing light balance and heal me physically, emotionally, and mentally. Help me to feel the love and light which exists at the center of my being. Help me reconnect with my inner child who lovingly holds the purest essence of all I truly am. Thank you, dear God, angels, and ascended masters. Oh, that was lovely. I love that prayer. I hope that's helpful. Pamela, let me know if you have any thoughts on that. But I love that. I think that's beautiful. And if you want to do that prayer, you can listen to it in the replay. But yeah, that's what it's all about, everybody, you know? It's all about just letting go of what doesn't serve us. I guess that's the theme for today, right? And if we're willing to, it'll go and it'll be replaced with something so much better. So, on that note, I'm going to pull a very fast card for the collective, even though I think we kind of, actually, I'm not. I think that's a good enough message for all of us. Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. You know, don't be afraid to let go of what no longer is serving you. Don't be afraid. Just trust. Just surrender. Just like I like it's easy, right? But it kind of is in a way. Once you realize that the benefits you're going to derive from that trust and surrender are going to be so much more valuable and beneficial in your life than holding on to the resistance ever was, right? So if anybody's judging you, or if you're judging anyone for whatever, for what they believe or how they look or what they're doing, you know, just realize that spirit's got everything in control. It may look a little haywire here on earth, but spirit is the one that you can trust. And you don't need to have that resistance. It's just going to come back at you because what you focus on increases. So if you're judging, stop judging. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy or girl. But yeah, it's more detrimental for you to sit there and, you know, maybe be really unhappy about a situation that might involve someone else than it is for them, because you're just hurting yourself, truly. Half the time, the other people don't even care. They're not even aware of what you think. So it doesn't really do you any good to hold all that energy of negativity. It doesn't. So whatever you feel is right for you, listen to that. But let God be your guide. So I am going to make way for the lovely Jamie Dawn and also the lovely Serena, who both come up in succession right after my show. And I just want to express my gratitude for all of you here. I am always grateful you're here with me. I thank you for listening. And I just think you're all such wonderful people, because you are. And I'm glad that we're all here together in this, on this medium, in this group, in this community, where we can share thoughts and we can help each other. And that just makes me really happy. So I'm happy that I've been able to bring you some snippets, and I hope that they have helped. And I just want you all to have a really lovely week, and join me again next week, where you will find me right here in the same place at the same time. You have been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, right here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Bye, everybody. I love you.